just give again a little bit of the, I didn't actually prepare this, but in the first of the kinos, Shabbos, this kino actually is very significant. Our Salvation used to comment on this kino, and I think it's really the yesod at the heart of this entire kino. Namely, the kino really speaks about Chilul Kvod Shamayim. The fact that Rachmanu Litzlan, what happened in the Chumen HaMikdash, was not just that Klal Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, were jarred, were impacted, were assaulted, were persecuted, were Rachmanu Litzlan murdered, but even more so, when Klal Yisrael are impacted, then Ribbono Shel Olam is impacted. When Klal Yisrael is Yoreh L'Timayon, when we go into a Mokum of Tumba, so then Ribbono Shel Olam, we know, goes with us. Kalani Bereshit, Kalani Mizrahi, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Ani Hashem Hashochin Imam B'Soich Tum Oso. The Rav Soloveitchik used to quote actually often a Medrash Rabba in the Sefer Shmos. The Medrash comments when Klal Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim, you know, Yaakov Avinu was frightened of going down to Mitzrayim. Rabban Chumash Barichos. Because the Baruch told him, don't worry, Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi Eirin Chom Mitzrayim, Anoichi Alcho Gabolo, V'yesu Yosh Yosh Yodah Nerecha. Rabban Bayigash develops a whole beautiful thesis of Yerid L'Tzorach Aliyah, the Gemara in Makkos. Yerid L'Tzorach Aliyah, and that's where the Targum translates, Anoichi Eirin Chom Mitzrayim. Usually the Targum does not translate in a literal way, expressions that describe Hashem, that describe His anger, describe His simcha. The Targum always translates V'iskale, but here the Targum translates literally. And the Rambam Mor Nebuchim was very concerned about these kinds of anthropomorphic or anthropopathic expressions that are utilized, and that's why the Rambam loved Unkelus, because Unkelus is very careful and very nizar, divra Torah l'shom b'nei adam. And here he translates it literally. So the Ramban there is a long arichus, because the Rambam was very upset by that Unkelus. He translated it literally, so the Ramban develops this yisod, the yisod of Yerid L'Tzorach Aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes literally with us into a Mokum Tuma, Mitzrayim is a Beis HaKvaros, Al Pidin, Al Pialocha, and the Baruch Hu accompanies them. Ani Hashem HaShoichin Imam Sof Tum Osam. So our Salvation is to quote a Medrash. The Medrash at the beginning of Shemos, the Medrash says, Moshe L'Kohen Shenofla through Mosel Beis HaKvaros. A Kohen, Klal Yisrael is considered to be the Tum of Hashem. That's what Rashi quotes at the beginning of Bereshit, the Ramban Barichos over there. And he mentioned it last night as well. Pasuk Yemiyot, the Navi says, "Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tzvuoso." Call Oichel of Yeshomu, Ra Tov Aleim Nu Mashem. That the entire world was created for Klal Yisrael. That's the Rashi beginning of Reishis and the Ramban beginning of Reishis. So Moshe the Kohen that the Truma fell to Beis HaKvaros. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chafei, the Gemara points out that Truma requires Shmira. Mishmeres Tzvuosai, Mishrei Truma Sakosu Medabe. Achas Truma Tahira, Achas Truma Tzmeya. Truma Tzmeya, of course, has to be burnt. The Truma Tahira is eaten by a Kohen. That's a Lashon, the double Lashon in the Pasuk. Ishmeres Truvosai. So Moshe the Kohen, then the Truma fell to Beis HaKvaros. So the Kohen said, what shall I do? Shall I leave the Truma there? I can't. It's my Truma. So the Kohen decided, I'm going to go and be Masav my Truma, and on a one-time basis, Chad Pami, I'll become Tomei in order to save my Truma. Said the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to go down into the Truma of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem, that I'm going to be Yored, Anochi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. Lo'tzeisi Eschem, Nokul Behutzeisi Itchem, and Oshanis. That's what Chaim Shulevitz, that's Sal Meshmuz, and the Sichat Musa is the point down. Ribbono Shel Olam goes into a Mokum Tumah, but that going into a Mokum Tumah is a Chiluk Kvod Shamayim, a terrible, terrible Chiluk Kvod Shamayim. That's here what's mentioned at the very beginning. Schiu Mos Hesimuni Be'edri Chaveirai, we're doing Kino number above, the first one. And that, again, led to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself really is Misabel of the Chumen HaMikdash. And this idea, the Chiluk Kvod Shamayim idea, is a very fundamental idea. It's very interesting that here in the, this is the Rav Elazar Kadir. He's the one who's the Mechaber of this Kino. And we don't really know when he lived. There's a whole discussion among the Rishonim. Exactly, some say he was one of the Tanoim. Others say he was during the period of the Gaonim. It's not so clear exactly when he lived. And that means his poems are ahistorical. Really, they transcend the boundaries of generations. I think they transcend time. Rav Soloveitchik was in love with Rav Elazar Kadir. And it's interesting that that the Aleph Beis, which of course is very usually common in all of his kinos. The first section concludes with the letter Nun, and this kino begins with the letter Samach. Each of the eight stanzas has a complex pattern of words. It's drawn from the six Aleph Beis patterns of Megillah Seicha. That's how we arrange the Kina, together with all kinds of multiple allusions, all kinds of textual references in each line. And following the Aleph Beis sections, it has one stanza that has the acrostic of the author's name, Eliezer. But there are several themes that are prominent in this Kina. Theme number one, of course, is the Makom that you have here, Hashem's abode. And it mentions here different names for Hashem's abode. Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Nob and Gibo are five locations of the tent of Hashem. They're mentioned over here prominently in this kingdom. And the final place is really where we long for Hashem, at the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the place of Hashem Yisbarach in our world, is central to Tisha B'Av. Secondly, again, with Tzchi Umos, I mentioned a moment ago, here really we were reviled by the nations of the world. They not only persecuted us, they actually demonized us. And this is well known, actually, by Yoreo, there are two Nuskos in Chumash. One in the Pasha Bikurim, one actually in Techocha. Vayoreo Sonu HaMitzim Vayanunu. Not just Vayoreo Lonu, Vayoreo Sonu. We were demonized. They made us into devils. We are subhuman. We are meluchlach. We are revolting. Going back to the Golos in Mitzrayim. During our enslavement, that's what the Pasuk says. Vayoreo Sonu HaMitzim. That's an unusual formulation. She said, Vayoreo Lonu. They did bad to us. But rather than telling us psychologically they assaulted us, they made us evil people in their eyes and the eyes of the average Egyptian. And that scenario we know certainly from the propaganda of Achlan Lutzan of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam B'Zichrom, leading to the final solution. That's what they did, Goebbels and others. But beyond that, here you see, towards the end of this kingdom, where we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask him to take revenge. That we don't eschew the idea of Nekama. We understand the need for retribution. We understand the need that our enemies should be judged. And for example, the Abba Rachim and Tefillah, we say every Shabbos, there we, when the Kesi, Domino, the Kesi, Hashem, Shochim, Mitzion, Ubechisi, Akurish Nema, Lomo Yemir, Agoyim, Eir, Lohem, Yvon, Agoyim, Leinenu, Nikmas Dam, Avadech, Vashofuch. And that's what the Abishah is going to do. But again, we have it in perspective. And the Abba Rachim, which is said on Shabbat before Musaf, is actually instituted in response, I believe, to the Crusader massacres. That's really where it came from. And again, as I said, we ask Hashem to exact justice upon our enemies, and we don't claim to lay a right of retribution. The ultimate nekama is Hashem Yisbarach. He's the one who does it, and we should be zochah to witness it, and we're not the ones who are in a position necessarily to do it. This idea of Kvod Shamayim, Avelus Yerushalayim, Achson Kvod Shamayim, is a very, very fundamental piece of Ashkofa that we see throughout Tanakh, and also we see throughout many Midrashim and Chazal. Even for example, every time we go into the Gemara and Brachas, every time we go into Esa Knesses and we praise Hashem, we say Shrochim, when Klal Yisrael, the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Menanea Roshe, Be'emer, Hashem says, Vashi HaMelech, Shemekalsos HaMeveso, forgot the actual Lashon of the Gemara, Kach Mado Da'av, She'iglas Banav, U'malo Da'banav, She'golam HaShulchan Aviyah. That here we went into Golos. Golos Shulchan Aviyah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, actually, this is a terrible chisaron in Kvod Shamayim when we are in Golos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer Shoreh, the Eretz Yisrael, and that's exactly what Yehesh Mei Rabba is all about. Yehesh Mei Rabba, Tosfos Brachos, points this out, and actually the Maral discusses, I believe, in Netzach Yisrael, he mentions the idea that Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba is the Milo of Klal Yisrael, and the word, in effect, the word Baruch, the Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, refers to Tosefes Beribuid, but the whole idea is that we want there should be a Gilui Kvod Shamayim. And here we have what's mentioned, what happened in Eicha, is a Chisaron in Kvod Shamayim. And the Sheifa is that the Kvod Shamayim should be Mizgaleh, and once again, we should be able to, in the eyes of Hashem's Baruch, in the eyes of the world, we have this Kiddushim Shamayim. The Pasuk Yecheskel, the Navi Yecheskel, Perek Lamidbov. So in Yecheskel Lamidbov, then the Navi speaks about Klal Yisrael going to Golos. And Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, Ein Lechal Chilul Hashem, Golo Mizeh. That's the greatest Chilul Hashem that could possibly happen. And the Kiddush Hashem is when Klal Yisrael once again comes back to us and says, Adu Yibon Hashem, Hotesh Kim Breira. He has no Breira. If you ever examined the Tefillah of Ahur Rachum, that we say every Monday and Thursday, there's one theme of that entire Tefillah. That theme is Laman Hashem, Laman Hashem, Laman Hashem. It's mentioned repeatedly, many, many times, because Klal Yisrael in Golos is Ein Lechal Chilul Hashem Golo Mizeh, and therefore that's the ultimate hope is that that Chilul Kvod Shamayim should be completely transform into a Kiddush Hashem, into a Shifa of Gilui Kol Shamayim. And that's what Chazal said. The Gemara says over there in Saita, that the Gemara said that Yom Shechabes Hamikdash, Bechol Yom Yom, Meruba Kilalasa Mishal Chavera. The Gemara says, as Alma Amai Kabakai, the Gemara Mentes, and that's in Saita, the last daf in Saita. What is the world subsisting on? Since there's constant Kalabah, the answer is Akdusha de Sidra, Eishmer Abed Agarata. There's a long Rashi there. As I'll mention, once spoke about that Rashi Barichos. That Rashi basically tells us that every day Klal Yisrael should be asking about Torah, Dabar Muad, and Rashi said there's a hybrid of Kiddush Hashem and Talmud Torah. And that hybrid of Kiddush Hashem and Talmud Torah, that is the Heshmer Abim Mavarach, where you have Torah and Kiddush Hashem, and that's the whole idea that we have to once again somehow try to, through Kibbutz Galuyos, we have to able to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, and it should be an undoing of the Schilu Kvot Shamayim, and that's Sheifa for, as I said, Gilui Kol Shamayim is really at the very heart of this entire Kina. Of course, we want Hashem as well to give us Mechilas Habayinus, that's the Gemara on Shabbos. Kol Ha'ayna Amin Yesh Me'rabba, the Gemara says, Kerem Lo Gzadino, even Shem Shabbat Azorah, Mechlin Lo, that person will get Mechila, and so Halavai, Ribbon Hashem, should be able to be Mezake us, that even though we're Ba'avelus, all we should be Zaycha to see, the Simchasa Shem Yerushalayim. Shabbat Surim,